A sharp pop sounded from the speaker, and the intercom fell silent. Han's jaw dropped, and he spun around in the pilot's chair, looking toward the back of the flight deck where R2-D2 was monitoring the comm station.
"Did you hear that?"
he demanded.
"She deactivated me."
R2-D2 spun his dome toward the front of the flight deck, then emitted a long series of urgent whistles.
"What's wrong?"
Han demanded. C-3PO was out on loan, helping Raynar Thul figure out exactly what Abeloth was, and with any luck, where she had disappeared to. So Han didn't have anyone to translate the little droid's beeps and whistles.
"If she used a blaster on that intercom station, she's riding out of here in a strut well."
An alert chime sounded from the main display, and Han turned around to find a message from R2-D2 scrolling across the screen. "The news is worse than that. Vork Leader reports that a wing of skip-ray blast boats has recently emerged from hyperspace." Han's heart began to pound ferociously, but he forced himself to remain calm. Vork Squadron, named for a giant Deruvian hawk that took a dim view of airspeeders encroaching on its territory, was the best starfighter squadron in the Hapen Royal Navy, and that was why they were flying top cover for the mission.
"Okay,"
Han said cautiously.
"So Vork Squadron is moving to engage, right?"
R2 gave a negative chirp, then followed it with an explanatory note.
"Interception failed. The enemy activated a jamming device and dropped into the atmosphere. Vork Leader reports 3 targets eliminated, but the other blast boats escaped 47 seconds ago."
"They're just telling us now?"
"Vork Squadron is attempting to reacquire the enemy, and Her Majesty has dispatched 4 Mytil wings to support the effort."
"Okay. Plot a launch vector and have the starfighter wings assemble at the other end. We'll bring the Sith to them."
R2-D2 gave a confirming tweedle. Then Han slapped the activation switch on the Falcon's comm unit and opened a channel to the rest of the convoy.
"Listen up!"
He relayed the details of the report he had just received.
"My guess is we've got about 5 minutes before those blast boats pop out of the Rift Valley and start vaping anything with an ion drive. So get your cargo stowed, your hatches secured, and launch..."
Han checked his primary display for the vector.
"Local north at 70-degree climb. Don't stray out of that ascension corridor, you'll be entering the free fire zone."
"What free fire zone?"
a Hapen pilot asked.
"No one mentioned any free fire zones in the briefing."
"Plan B,"
Han said.
"Our fighter cover is going to zone defense."
"Plan B called for us to drop into the Rift Valley and wait for an escort,"
a second pilot reminded him.
"This is the new Plan B,"
Han replied.
"Trust me, the last thing you want is to be down in the valley with a bunch of Sith hunting you in the fog."
Han tried to raise Leia on the cargo hold intercom, but all he got was dead air.
"Blast."
He turned to R2-D2.
"Take a holo."
The droid spun his dome around until the cam lens was pointed in Han's direction. When the red record light activated, Han began to speak.
"Leia, we got a bunch of blast boats on their way. We need to be locked down and launched in 5 minutes. And while you're at it, reactivate the intercom back there."
He paused until the record light darkened, then addressed R2-D2 himself.
"Show that to Leia, and don't let her ignore you. Get in her way if you have to."